To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Thursday, news listeners, and yep, you guessed it, time for your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 13th of January, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on over the past couple of days, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. It's a given. Facebook, yeah, they pretty much know everything we're doing. And yeah, they know everywhere we're going across the web. The interesting thing about it, though, we don't really know how they're doing it. Apparently, the folks over at Mozilla are curious enough that they're going to find out. Yes, Mozilla has actually partnered up with a nonprofit newsroom, The Markup, and they're about to go on a Facebook pixel hunt. That hunt is to find out how Meta, yes, the company that owns Facebook, tracks people across the web through its pixel-powered ad network. Then after that, they want to know what it does with all that collected data. Now, what the hunt will entail will be the data sent to Facebook pixels as you browse. It'll also find the URLs of web pages you browse, the time you spend browsing those pages, the presence of Facebook login cookies, even time you spend playing media on certain web pages. Now, Mozilla just needs you. That's right, you need to be a Firefox user to do this. So if you wish to contribute to the study, you'll have to get that installed first. Then you'll have to grab the add-on, which Mozilla will tell you how to install. Almost 2 weeks into the new year? Yeah, I guess Apple says, yeah, it's update time. Yes, iOS users out there, get ready for 15.2.1. Most of you have probably already seen that red dot on your iPad or your iPhone this morning, or evening, depending where you are in the world. Now, with this new update, apparently it will address an issue causing messages sent through an iCloud link not loading. And it'll also fix a bug within third-party CarPlay apps, too. Yes, the people out there that have been saying, yeah, I'm very frustrated that apps are not responding to an input. Well, apparently that's going to be fixed in this update. The new update comes just a little after a month that we've got 15.2, where we saw a whole bunch of bug fixes and improvements. NVIDIA Shield users out there, you've been waiting for an update. Oh, yes, indeed, Android 11. You thought I was going to say 12, didn't you? Yeah, a lot of people are thinking, woohoo, finally. Now, that's not going to happen. Yes, it may not be the update you really wanted, but Android 11 update is hitting all Shield TV models. It's actually called the Software Experience Upgrade 9.0. And yes, if you have the original 2015 model, apparently it's going to work for you, too. Along with the update, of course, is the September 2021 Android security patch. Yeah, very important. That particular patch will also fix the vulnerability allowing a remote attacker to cause a permanent denial of service. Also with the update, it adds the access to the new Google keyboard, and you'll be able to look for movies and shows by, of course, using your voice commands through Google Assistant. There's also other updates, including disconnect Bluetooth devices on sleep, so, you know, you can save that all precious battery life. Plus, for Shield users in the US, if you've been on the fence about Peacock, yeah, that's the online streaming network from NBC, apparently you're going to get 6 months of Peacock Premium for free, as long as you, of course, buy a new Shield TV. And finally, speaking of and finally, that volume indicator on Windows, it's looked, yep, the same. I mean, literally, you can go back a long way and that volume indicator, it really hasn't changed. Well, Windows 11 is about to change that. Microsoft's going to replace it now with a volume indicator that actually matches the overall Windows 11 experience. That means get ready for the volume, brightness, camera, privacy, camera on and off. Heck, even airplane mode. They're all getting updated soon with that more modern design. According to Microsoft, these changes may come on a monthly basis, though they didn't really go into much more than that. So I don't know if volume's going to change, and then it'll be another one and another icon. Knowing Microsoft, that's probably what they're going to do. Regardless, it will come as a Windows update that you will have no choice but to install eventually. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hey, we need your support for the new show if you want this show to continue. So head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. If you love the new show, please support us now. Also, check out the official British Tech Network Facebook page at British Tech Network. We're officially on Twitter at British Tech and the official Slack room for our BTN community we'd love for you to be a part of today. So come on over and join the fun right now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.